Brothers and sisters, on the surface, this encounter between Jesus and Simon's mother-in-law seems simple enough. Simon's mother-in-law was sick, and Jesus healed her. It seems pretty cut and dry. But the important part of this gospel passage for us is what happens next. St. Mark informs us that upon being healed, Simon's mother-in-law served them. Now, when we hear of women serving, we have a tendency to anachronistically project our modern gender issues onto the people of the Bible. But that misses the point. The point that St. Mark is making is not about women serving men, but it's about the fact that Jesus is able to restore Simon's mother-in-law to her proper relationship vis-a-vis God. The Greek word that St. Mark used for serve is diakonos. It's the root word for deacon. And as I'm sure that Deacon Joe or any of our deacons in the parish will inform you, the primary role of the deacon is to serve. The word diakonos, though, is not only used to describe the service of the deacon, it's also used to describe the way in which the Lord inspires his servants to carry out his plan. In other words, it represents our universal call to service, because we are all called to carry out God's plan. And we see this in Simon's mother-in-law. Notice that it's not just Jesus whom she serves, but also the apostles who were there with Jesus. And the apostles represent the church, the means that Jesus left for carrying out his plan. So we're meant to understand that upon being healed by Jesus, she is now in proper relationship with God and in proper relationship with his church. This passage isn't simply about Jesus working a miracle of physical healing. Rather, it's about Jesus not only healing our physical maladies, but also our relationship with God. Jesus is able to completely restore both physical health as well as a person's relationship with God. Simon's mother-in-law was now living out her Christian vocation. As Christians, we are all called to serve the Lord. And yet, this can only be accomplished if we first allow the Lord to heal us. Heal us from what? Heal us from all the ailments that prevent us from giving our lives completely to him. And we see this in the book of Job. The first reading that Brian read today was from the book of Job. And we see that Job was clearly an afflicted man. And for those who are unfamiliar with the story of Job was being tormented by the devil as part of kind of a bet between God and the devil. The devil claimed that Job's faith was due only to the fact that God had blessed him with many things, such as wealth, family, good health. And to prove this to God, the devil threw every evil imaginable at Job. Loss of wealth, loss of health, and even loss of his children and friends. And he did this in hopes that Job would finally curse God. Job persevered longer than most human beings would have. However, finally, he did give in to that temptation to curse God. And this led God to take Job on a grand tour of the cosmos, where Job learned that God's plan was far bigger than anything that Job's puny human mind could conceive. In the process of this educational adventure, Job was healed. He now understood that God had a much bigger plan than he was able to understand, and that rather than cursing God, or even rather than just simply tolerating what God permitted, Job needed to be transformed so as to embrace God. And so Job was healed. And now, having that proper relationship with God, Job received many more blessings than he had originally had. So what are we to glean from this? Well, I think we're all in need of healing. Yet, far too often, we're afraid to admit that we need to be healed, much less come before the Lord and actually ask him to heal us. You know, I mean, I think, for example, of how infrequently the sacrament of penance is used. I think that the reason for this is that most of us, like Job, are content with our lives. We've received many blessings, and we're comfortable with our lives and with our relationship with God. I mean, sure, we can all identify a few things that we'd like to have fixed or tweaked in some way, but for the most part, we're content. And therefore, we don't allow God to heal us. Come on, what are you talking about, Father Brian? I'm always bringing things to the Lord. I'm always asking him to fix this and to heal that. Are we really? Are we really and truly bringing our ailments to the Lord for healing? Or are we simply asking God to set the world as we see fit? There's a big difference between the two. You know, so often we come before the Lord and we ask him not to heal us, but to set things the way that we deem fit. Catholic apologist Matthew Kelly calls this asking God to tweak our lives. And he says, we often ask God to tweak our lives, but we don't ask him to transform our lives. He said, you know, so often we go and we say, Lord, you know, please tweak my husband. Please, you know, tweak my wife, tweak my children. But very rarely do we go and ask God to transform our lives. And the problem is that God's not in the tweaking business. He's in the transforming business. And that can be scary. When we ask God to heal us, you know, very rarely are we asking for the radical transformation of our lives. Because we know if we ask God to radically transform our lives, he might just do that. And that might mean that we, like Simon's mother-in-law, are going to have to spend our lives serving him. And that's scary. So instead of asking God to truly heal us, we ask him to tweak us. And the reality is that none of us needs to be tweaked. We need to be healed. We need to be transformed. We need to allow God to radically break into our lives and to put us in a proper relationship with him, a relationship that's marked by our diakonos, our service of the Lord. You know, Job observed that everything we have comes from the Lord, and so therefore, everything we have must be given back to the Lord. And it must be done in a radical way. Friends, right now our parish is in need of healing. It's in need of radical transformation. Mass attendance is down. Our school is facing the threat of closing. You're not going to want to hear this, but our congregation is aging. Told you weren't going to want to hear it. And we have fewer and fewer young people attending religious education programs in the parish. In short, we're running a fever, and we need to be healed, truly and radically healed. We can no longer ask God to tweak the circumstances of our parish for our benefit. We need to allow him to transform us. And if we don't, make no doubt about it, this fever will kill us. So how do we begin this process of healing? How do we allow God to transform us? Well, I think it starts with each one of us first admitting that we need to be healed, priest and parishioners alike. And then we need to ask ourselves, how can I serve God and his church? And in order to serve God and his church, we have to understand the mission of the church, to create disciples of all nations. Well, friends, when was the last time that you tried to make a disciple? When was the last time that you invited someone to Mass or that you spoke to them of your love for Jesus Christ? If we want to heal our parish, we need to become more intentional in our mission to proclaim the gospel and to make disciples. You know, I believe that if we allow God to transform us, we could easily double the size of our parish within a year. And I think we could keep our school open. And I don't think the plan is actually all that difficult. It's not that hard. Each of us first needs to allow God to transform our lives. We need to stop asking him to tweak our lives and instead say, Lord, how can I serve you? And then each of us probably could identify one person in our lives who's on the fence with their faith. Not somebody who's opposed to the faith adamantly, but somebody who's on the fence. And we could say to that person, come with me to Mass. Come into this church. We could share our faith with that person and invite them into a relationship with God. This way, that person too can be healed. And that person will be able to serve God. If every one of us does that, we'll be serving the Lord and transforming our parish. If we don't, we'll continue to lay in bed with a fever, waiting for the Lord to tweak us. Brothers and sisters, we can be healed. Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law. Allow him to heal you as well, so that you too can serve the Lord.